Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Steve, help me on this. Father, we honor you for your love, your grace, and your we've written some modern songs in recent times, and most of these songs honor God and give Him glory. But I've always resorted to the old ones. Sing with your voices, Osaye. Osana si, oh, yagwama, osayi, osayi. Songs are, you know, every song, oh yeah, Nana Jo, yeah, don't sing, Nana sing, Nana sing, Nana sing, every song, coming, coming, coming. Is it come on of flowers and sing it for the last time. Oh, flowers and Dunina. Yeah, run, yeah, yeah. Raise your hands whilst we pray. And Father, we honor you for your love and your mercy, for your goodness and grace. Thank you for the gift of life. We bless your name. We ask for your hand of blessing this morning. Be exalted in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Clap those hands. Clap those hands. Say amen. It's a joy and a blessing to be with you this morning. We give God the glory for His love, kindness and mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, whilst we're all still standing, I would love to read to you a foundation scripture. Bear with us. We're still trying to sort our new board of sound out. So this is bad sound coming up, but bear with us. It's going to be good in a minute. Hallelujah. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." They desired him, saying, "Sir, we came, we seek, we demand, we require, we want to see the Christ." Hallelujah. Now, having read you that, I will want to go further and also read you and allow me to read it in our language. I think it will be of a great blessing. Hallelujah. Yohane Nsempa itira edumienu imua ye etuno eni etuno bako. The Bible said helafubi o honomo waba fashana sinimisu waba besore. One wobe Philipo wu fri beside wa Galilea ninche obe kachire ne se ura. Ye pese ihuno Yesu. Obe Philipo wu fri beside wa Galilea ninche obe kachire ne se ura. Whilst I will want us to read the arguably the most relevant or the most accurate, the most diligent verse of scripture in the Bible at the moment, you know, I am going to put it there and then we will read it all together to the glory of God. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke 21, 34, 35, and 36. Allow me to set something up.
Can you people set us up on the forest set up to the monitors only, please? Shut this thing off. It is a total
disruption. Thank you very much. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and soon that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." Watch. Watch. "Pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Bring it back to verse number 34. Let's read it together. Ready and go. Beautiful. Come on. You read beautifully. Come on. Read this verse for the last time whilst I build up on that. For the very last time, can you do this for me, please? This particular scripture was pointing to Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 10. I read that to you and then you are on your seats whilst I build up. Revelation the 3rd chapter, the 10th verse. The Bible said, "Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world, and it will try them that dwell upon the earth." He mentioned two things, world and earth. Both profound in a time in which we are living. "Because you have kept my word of patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation. There is an hour of temptation that has swept through the whole earth. As I'm speaking to you right now, Ukraine cannot even worship like this on a Sunday. It's trying their faith. It is trying their faith. It is very easy to serve the Lord when everything is good. Yeah, Elisha, it is very easy to serve God. When everything is going well, it is very easy to serve God. You have a new house, you have a new car, you had your wedding, you're having a baby dedication. It's very nice and sweet and, you know, so nice. You've got a breakthrough, you have a visa, you are traveling, you have your, you know, citizenship, whatever. Very good to serve the Lord. It becomes a challenge when you are getting a divorce. Yeah. Your husband don't really care about you. When I lift a worship song, you don't feel like singing it. Yeah. When your bank account is running low, and I say praise him, you ask him, praise who? The hour of temptation will come upon the earth. It will try the world. It will try. Mr. Ebedru, baby, many people will not come to church. You will not see the need for it. It's an hour of temptation. When Pastor Peter committed suicide at Kasua, we thought that, oh, come on, how can a man of God commit suicide and all that? Well, yours is coming closer. His temptation came, and that was what happened. Your temptation is going to come in a different way. Then we will see whether you really love God or it's just a phase. Whether you are really a Christian. You know, your corner would dim your bumper and dim would be. Your trial have not yet come. You sing very nicely, articulately, but temptation is not yet here. Honorable, come here and honor God. It's because you've won an election. When you lose it, we will see whether you still show up. We will see whether you will still show. And we will see whether you still love the Lord. Yeah. That is the hour of temptation. You may be seated, people, in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible outlines some very, very nice things. And I'm going to use opportunity for us to, you know, to be able to look at some of those things. Jesus made a submission in Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 29. And he said, take your yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and I'm lowly in heart. And you shall find rest for your souls. Paul said very clear also, you know, quoting this particular scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 1. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. You follow me whilst I follow Christ. It was profound. Yeah, well, no, we are not here because the preacher is good. The church is nice. No, nice ambience. You know, good air condition and everything, and then you sit in here. That is not why we came to church. We didn't come because it's, you know, an exciting service. Everybody sits and they are excited. We are disciples of the Lord Christ. We have come to follow Jesus Christ. There is a particular scripture in the, I think I would love it if you don't touch it. There is a particular scripture that, you know, comes into the picture. And I am going to use the opportunity to read it. Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 7. The Bible makes a very good submission in God's word. The Bible said, remember them. I want you to look at the scripture very carefully. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And when I read this, I would like to read it in different versions. In this one, the Bible says, remember your former leaders who spoke God's word to you. Think back on how they lived and died and imitate their faith. I will read it one more time to you. The Bible said, remember your former leaders who spoke God's message to you. Think back, have a retrospection, or have a deep consideration and reflection about those people, how they lived and died. And the Bible said, and imitate their faith. In another version, the Bible said very clearly, I'm reading Hebrews 13 and verse number 7. If you have joined us on radio, on Sweet Melodies 94.3 and all the sister stations, if you have joined us on Amazon Television, Facebook, YouTube, or podcast, welcome to the W3 service. The Bible said, appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the word of God. Take a good look at the way they live. And let their faithfulness instruct you. The Bible said there should be a consistency that runs through us all. That I would like to repeat. And let their faithfulness instruct you. Let their faithfulness instruct you. Another version in this course says, remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives. And follow the example of their faith. And if you want to title, I don't title messages, but if you want to title my message this morning, I call it the examples of faith. Examples of faith. Last two versions, this one says, NIV, he said, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of the way of life. Their way of life. Consider the outcome of their way of life. And the Bible said, and imitate their faith. Their way of life. And imitate their faith. Let me read it in my language to you. Hebrew for my itra edumi and sang mu yan song. Monkai mon penny for our kind young coupon asem echremo. Mon shawo ma brabo. Shawo ma brabo. And I like this word always. Every year. Shiawo ma brabo. Mon shawo ma brabo. Every year. In shia wumujidi. Monkai mon penny for our kind when yam coupon asem echremo. There are people that, when I look at the person who, you know, the team of people who translated this particular thing from English into this language, Asantichi, Ekuyapimchi, yeah, Johannes Gottlieb, Christella, Johannes Zimmermann, the people who came after you translated the word of God. Consider their lifestyle. And imitate them. The reason why I'm starting from this place is that said etetefuono edikamfuono wom wani yesu nante ye e fa na samde nante if they wake up wom de woman sabi gumti if they are the cloud of witnesses I believe they are weeping by now. So woman tesuru hon womo hwe yesomno. I went to a particular office of a great man of God. He had the portrait picture of my father Francis Amwakum, and the portrait was turned to the wall. In other words, the picture the face of the picture was turned to the wall. And I said, why do you turn my father to the wall? He said to me, because his face is telling me that he is not happy with what I'm doing. I said, turn the picture, let me see. And then he turned the picture and I saw Francis Kwesi Amoako's face. I have so many pictures of my father, but that one, I haven't seen it before. The face, Papa has really frowned his face. And there are certain pictures, Ufa baby, and a picture on him. Baby, I'll be in no matter the angle, not picture on him. The picture was looking at me, staring at me. And I'm saying, Woody Bim. Yeah, everybody can start. Oh, everybody can start. How to start a business? That's easy. How to start a party? Political party. Many people have started political parties, you know. But every year, you know. Everybody can start a church. You can be a preacher. You can be prophet, doctor, reverend, apostle, cardinal, whatever. You can be older. You can go to Cantamanto and buy a cassock and wear it and give a name to yourself. You can buy it on the internet and bring people to come and just consecrate you as bishop or whatever. It's easy to do that. That's what we are talking about. Many years ago, a man of God, he was a Presbyterian minister. He was driving from Kumewu towards Kumasi. And whilst he was driving, he saw upon the mountain and that there was a colored cloud. The colored cloud was rising out of the mountain. His name was Reverend Abraham Esibe. This is the face of this man of God. This is the man that discovered that power was on Atria Mountain. He carried the glory of God. The presence and the might of God was on this man. The Bible said, the driver of the man said in his memoir or biography, he said to the driver, I see God sitting on that mountain. And then he said, can you drive there? And then the driver said, "Hoya choir, it's a forest, we can't go there." He said, drive me to the threshold, the village where the mountain starts. And then they went into that particular village. And then he said, follow me. They came out of the vehicle. Omo nante. Itibe biya papa we wadin in naibe siye biya no omo doho. Omo den krante dinechi no omo doho. And so whilst they were doing all this and whilst they were going on and on and on and on, strangely, they went up to the top of the mountain where, you know, a cloud was coming out of the mountain, like vapor coming out of the mountain, and it was mauve in color. Out of the mountain. With me, Koyako pointed, he said, aha, and then Yamienu and Yamu, and what Tana say, and declare what Tana people so bra will see from by, you know. He declared that when Yamiti people is obia, or then a money, an ane how, an ane dajene, ever fruit people, every adibation and William. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I said, he was a Presbyterian, he was rather a Methodist minister. A Methodist minister. And Reverend Abraham Osesibe, you know, whilst the move of God was so strong and so powerful in that particular time and that sphere, they transferred him to, Buzia's hometown, Wenchi. When they transferred him to Buzia's, Obia, Nkawemunu Nyamienu, Nyam Sano, Anka, Obeka Swanko. But with humility, he left that glory and went to Wenchi. When I look at the rate of rebellion in the house of God and in the church of God and in the church of Jesus Christ, it really amazes me, and I cannot understand the cause. because of, you know, the kind of, you know, madness that have hit the house of God. And ladies and gentlemen, let me use the opportunity to develop even further. When this man went to Achia, Ubia wakwa Achia and Wapeng was Rabbi Yamia Ejatonso. Today, they have turned the place into money-making venture. Baby, na mununkrum ni friba, no, he went and pitched a cross there. Ubia wakwa Achia, uhusa cross, no. Power coming out of the mountain. And Crawford Timiko Hono Milo, this way chocolate drink, and call people from Abruchiri, Yawahaya, fasting. When will be your fasting? I would did that. They turn the thing now into a merchandise of money. I'm building up on something. Please follow me as we work. I'm a tenacity and look at the life of somebody like this. Me dey to talk. Ya so for di enu aye di ni ne hu a. Biti me hu no say ye dey na to ape. Apache some na ye some. These people, they feared God. Yeah, and I'm looking at his life. I have gone through prayer, waited upon the Lord, and I said, who are the people that we can make examples and follow? And the Lord mentioned number two, Apostle Peter Newman and him, the founding father of Christ's Apostolic Church. This man was a very unique man of God that followed God in humility. When he was 19, he was in the same as a man who was free. Never was craving for cars no aye pray ho the bread e din any here no. This man was a very selfless. We picture no kura with me no. Put all these for my people on television and everybody, you know, also to see with me ho me shed the red of a nibre ya benya me fie obi din ka ba kura no obi anibre. Somebody is driving and you are envious, jealous. I want that. Let me put it in a very better context. Gideon wa de ba hanenye nuni. Ujidiano edafom ehuma tutun tokru. This is one of the reasons why the church, you are praying a lot, but you don't get answers. Because when yami yanguro na ho. Yeah, Apostle Newman, wait to me, you know, and Nantia the free. When this man is walking from Esamai Kese to Oda, the demons in Oda starts manifesting. Obo, obo, and Sabre, no telephone. Woman Nantia, you know, free Esamai, Omo Babe, to say, you know, a Sioko, a Skesu. You know, all those places, Adeso. And the demons in Adeso are trembling. Oba, 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 Oba. Today, we stand on television and we are, you know, casting a demon and we are asking them, who are you? He said, I won't tell you. Go. He said, I won't go. And we are wasting almost about 3-4 hours on one stupid demon who have come to just disturb our service. Apostle! Peter Newman and he. This man believed that medicine was weaker when it comes to treatment and that the name of Jesus was too powerful. Anybody that was sick that came before this man received instant healing. I want to ask, where is that grace? The third person is my own father, Francis Akwesiamuakon. This is the man for, and yes, sir, we am talking about his history. Maybe two papa we. I sat in his meetings at Orion. I saw power flowing out of his ministry. If you are a demon, you dare not come to the service of this man. Francis Akwesi Amuakon, the evangelist. He can go to a town and say, today, all the fetish priests will join us this evening, 6 o'clock, in our crusade. And they will come with repentance and the apport. And truly, before 6 o'clock, it is as if we have called for a parade. Yeah, fetish priests carrying the apport, bringing it to Amuaku to bend them all. Yeah. This man, I never heard any promiscuous life about him. Mantida, suwani obifu frawo, apart from him, Amidora, Amuaku. This man was a very serious man of God. We and Wafa and Sempano and took it around the whole country and did amazing things with it. Yeah, this is a man that could lift his hand and said, Anumeya would to him, he to pay. And manati abetofom. It will be enkitano. Power flowed through his ministry. Yeah. An exemplary selfless person. And you want more from me, Emma? Wait, apart from Pijo, no, I know Timu, no, 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 and he did God's work selflessly. One pray, said me, be pray, me home, me yammy home, and all that kind of thing. I want to get A, B, C, D. You know, this man was not into that. He served the Lord in faithfulness. What the Bible school classroom, one, I hear who have been saying, and then he gets up out of the classroom and said, "Echire yebeshiamo, akre yira miura sa akre yira enti pacho." Inimubeshiya later. This man worked until the truth that he peddled. Now, you know, in my research, I came across that government didn't have any hand in the death of this man. I want to ask, what was that Amokar doing on the fateful day that rode upon his vehicle? If it was just mere accident, why didn't, you know, that accident go anywhere else apart from Papa's car? That night, he told the Tigo sisters before the accident in Takrade, he said, come into the room and look at something. He had removed or taken off his dress, political suit from the crusade. And then he said, what is this? He said, this is a dress. He said, we need a dress here. He said, a day is coming. You will take off, just like when we close the service, you will take off these clothes and wear another one. That will be the same thing. You will take off this body like clothes and put on something else. Now, there are two different clothes apart from this body. One to eternal life. One to eternal destruction. And I'm telling you that the fact that you are sitting here does not automatically put you in eternal life. And you are expecting to eternal life? So it is not going to happen. Number four person, Reverend Dr. Isaac Asumeni Abebiu. This man was very instrumental and helpful when Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams got born again. This was one of the people that helped him to stand on his feet. Helped him how to start a church. How to, you know, this was one of the astute translators. You know, Ghana Association of Translators, something, something. Ghana Evangelical, something, something. This man was the first person to be labeled as a radio evangelist. Came from my hometown, Kwenkwetia. Amazing man of God. If you were looking for one scholar of the Bible in our history, this man, Reverend Isaac Abebiu, we don't even talk about him. We don't even, so maybe I'm using the opportunity to eulogize him and to honor God for his life and the life that he lived. Selfless! Selfless! Because we would so be a selflesser, this man. Was someone here on penny for a woman Kenya, me as some chill woman. Now, I'm here on my brother, well, every year. This man, amazing man. Ahini pano said ye wamadi akuma paninya misuro na eltoe urade esume urade all the days of their lives, it becomes humbling. Yeah. Oh, it becomes humbling. Very, very humbling. I was looking at that I've seen to the Lord in prayer whilst I was preparing. And the Lord says, there's not only preachers that have lived an exemplary godly life. I look at somebody, the designer of our national flag, Mrs. Theodosia Okon, phenomenal woman. The red, the blood of our fathers, the gold enrichment of this nation, the green, the vegetation wealth of this nation, the black, the hope of Africa. He designed this very nicely, just like Philip Behu. National anthem, God bless our homeland, Ghana, make our nation greater and stronger, bold to defend forever a cause of freedom and of right. Fill our hearts with true humility. Help us cherish fearless honesty. Yeah. This woman, amazing woman. She was a pastor's daughter. Ni papa was the seventh moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. And that particular man of God was Reverend Emmanuel Victor Esihine. And he is my number six icon. Phenomenal moderator. Preaches the heart of God. Nyamia jininkwa upe ti upa to jine. Sense ye kwa sorry ye pesi ye tidi ye ye pe. Preaching in ye da ye mpe. Umpe jai. That is the truth. Umpe jai. When yamia sem ye nyamia sem, I will repeat it. God's word. It's God's word. Onyame asem enkrokro. Nyame asem ye nyame asem. The hear a preaching no eba no ani apeh offering. Chobe bi wosoro ha. Eh ha fafa. Reverend Emmanuel Victor Esihine, the seventh moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. According to the history, this man served with astute integrity. Kasi obi ye nyame sofwa. But the fere ye ni suru ni buo ne doye urade. Se ye ni pano. Asemo ni no. Te se pape. Asemo ni no. Number seven, a very miraculous woman. Prophetess Grace Mensa. Edumfa. Upinipa. Womusuru nyame doe urade. Ni nyame nante ya maamiwe. She was a Jesus lover. The power of God manifested through her meetings. The move of God was with this woman of God. She carried the glory and the presence of God. And then my last icon is the third chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Prophet M.K. Yeboah, Martinson Kwejo Yeboah. This man served the Ghana Armed Forces for 47 years. He was a military man. He served as a statesman also, and I'm going to base my submission on this particular man. He served as a member of the Council of State during President Kufuor Steiner. The only person I know, one city, 1 year and 3 as allowance. He never took a city from the state. Served the nation without receiving an official car. Didn't take your petrol and never took an allowance. This man, Prophet M.K. Yeboah. Of the Church of Pentecost. He is one of the few people to carry that title in the Church of Pentecost fraternity. The Church of Pentecost does not recognize prophets too much. But this one, he spoke the mind of God. A man, we met a man at a music luncheon. And then the man told us a story concerning Prophet M.K. Yeboah. I say, MK Yabua told him, said, who bear lunch? Didn't know the man. Who bear lunch? Who we are from Muskin now come make a floor? No, in Yisia. Orphans, go and give all the money to them. And I'll say, Papa Mate, we are in Muskin where by her animals on her way, dear. In Yisia, Yadimam, when Yisa. One day, this guy was walking through town and then he met a madman. Fine, a madman needing it. Move here, the madman following. Move here, the madman. Or else we'll be doing a madman's son. Madman, no chase, no, I could do baby, no, I feel what bread. Would you know, I was hoping, and washing us someone. What they are two, her two. What they are two, her three. And we'll be saying, scan away. The madman asked the sophomore, I will wonder, lunch, and I say, see, can away. Akwani Dimirika straight to MK Yabu FIA wo Kwashima. I said, Papa, 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 Ujina ho Papa, Papa, I said, but I'm for Abo Asumo. But I'm for Abo Asumo. Tia dia, but I'm for Nekano. At the end of Kano, this canoe, way. Next canoe's way. We pledge today in our churches and we don't pay. I pledge A, B, C. I don't pay. We bet to me have a pledge 1 million and no pay. Untia. Next week, you're banning a sound pledge. You're a sound pledge. Yeah, that is a kukudra mwenya. Yeah. Allowances! If MK Yabua was president of Ghana, I believe that everything will be in alignment. The leaders of this country don't fear God. And I'm not talking about any political party. I'm talking about everybody. You don't fear God. The waste that goes on in this particular country is scary. So don't worry. It's very scary. When I look at institutions who do not pay even electricity, like the Ghana Police Service, Ghana Armed Forces, and all that. This is the reason why their wives can buy deep freezers, bears, you know, 20, 30, because they don't pay electricity and put it on and, you know, use it to manufacture ice blocks and they sell it at the expense of this miserable country. I want to ask the police service, do you know that your wives or spouses are into ice blocks business and they are using electricity for free? Mpeyabua didn't take a single cent from this nation. To the point that parliament the electricity cut. And whilst parliament is in session, ECG goes there to go and disconnect electricity. Can you imagine that? Who we are be catch him say, God bless our homeland, Ghana. We are very interesting. Munsha! Mun penny for our Kenya, me as some children, Munsham, my brother, we are here. Namunsiao. Namunsiao. When President Kufuor was informed of the death of MK Yabua by Apostle Michael Intumi, then he was chairman of the Church of Pentecost. President Kufuor said concerning MK Yabua, he said, when it came to Council of State meetings, this man spoke like somebody who had interest, the interest of this nation at heart, and not somebody who wanted something. Because when you want something, you can't speak truth. When you want something like favors, as I'm speaking to you right now, everybody wants the favor of the presidency. Jubilee House have become a place where Father Christmas is dishing out things. Yeah, when you want things, you can't speak truth. When you speak like what I'm doing right now, you don't get favors. So, diplomatic passport or service passports don't come to you. If you are traveling, you can't travel through the VVIP lounge. You cannot use state protocol. So when you want things like that, then you can't speak what I'm saying. But if truth can be spoken, I'm telling you that the waste can be kept. T. Tell me what has happened to all the flagship programs of the Greater Accra Regional Minister. Do this, do that, clearing people, Nina has come to a halt. Because Obia, we didn't create children, we are time for. We are time for. And so, Honorable, I can tell you why your vim is quenched. I know why. Even the IGP, your vim will go down because even your people will be your own haters. Yeah, they will be your own haters. Omwabe soria tiawa. You know, bia wadino kurechi. Obia o penokure. Muamuti demo ha fan penokure. Fanya no kafu. Muamuti demo ha sem na meke. Aminya we monamene onkasa. Yeah. Sorry, so let me speak to you. You know, your penokura and Kenyani. Yeah, your penokura and Kenyani. We need papa, sorry, be tea when na still or than in brother. Still or than in brother. A DM for soa and I'm sorry, we and in Yamia some yamau. Tidem had 2 years and good one, sorry, no one's better. What should I in here now? It's gravitating towards us with speed. Could you be sicker? Come, sicker, mama, and then why a problem? Where's yes, you want that drug, then what tam tamburin, what better? Could yes, Ghana? Pay your debt. Pay your debt. And I look at the rate of divorce, my darling. People, a primo, makoma, essay, our dear. They're sitting here. They don't want truth. We want to know. I was shocked the other day when somebody told me at the Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp, Forest and Bible, because I was, you know, shocked. Sitting, and this person came to me, and he said, Prophet Kofi Odro, I said, talk to me. I said, I saw on television my husband and her and his girlfriend, and they were sitting in your church. My husband and his were sitting together in your church. I said, for the past 9 months. But what is a illegal connection? Insurance in him. Retima driver car insurance in him. You don't have a driver's license, you are driving. Something is wrong with your Christianity. Very faulty. Nipa te ha wo mu huni mu bon mu papa. Huni mu bon mu papa. Ubi mu kana kura na ne buwefu. Huni bon o time will be for nothing. Ubi koso eya wo ya. And then you have me say page on sani and buttons wo obobi. Rianza mu no. Ha! Jesus died a painful death, and you people are here acting. You are acting. Would you say Christ was only a good year? Would you say Muguru yes? What damage is that gonna do for baby? And what Muguru yame ho? Yame say we need stop it. Then say no. Stop it. A German fool we. Penny for young girls in Omope. I don't believe it. Let me tell everybody something in this place. On Tuesday, I was telling the church, and I was telling them that if me jamme yira, monsu mo be jamme yira. So me chime yira chimpna, monsu mo be chime yira chimpna. Di ekeni phone be yeno, enu ne chika phone be. Echidiri phone. That is what they will do. Your wife can be a very problematic person, but when the Bible said love her, it means love her. Love is unconditional. You can't tell me that because my wife is A, B, C, D. No! Remember your vows for better and worse. Better ba na maji. Worse ba si meja wari. What kind of generation is that? And who told you that life is all about sweetness? Huh? Who told you that life is all about sweetness? I'm talking to the wise only as I finish this presentation. He said, we are seeing now escape. Escape. If he's catching me, dear. Yeah, if he's catching me, dear. The reason why so many people will not go to church is because of money. I was preaching at Santana Market, Abeka Market last week. And then I go and I say, school fees, bro. Jima behebe pay school fees. Now see, I'm finna msumna ntua mu oha, mungkwa jiebe say. Iti, abebe kenya msemli biyachire mu. Because, uti ye, as I say, pay school fees, any fee, din fee. And yes, sir, Obano, untimin kusku. That is true. But when we can create an enabling system, a system is so that, you know, even when you don't have it, the system gives it to you. This is why you will see a queue at the American embassy to the runabout. Bad leadership, wicked and cruel decisions goes to this nation, and therefore we do not prosper. It is Oma Fumbia ni afa passport ni ekoso. Why ba ako free me free Gambia? Gambia ye kula ya tenaso. And up to today, the 44 Ghanaians that Yahya Jammeh killed, none of our governments have spoken about it. Just like we have not spoken about the death of the Takrady girls and the death of J.B. Dankwa Edu and the death of Ameswale Makufori and the death of Marcus Atsugakope and all these other people. Same thing! We have become mute. It wouldn't say ni peya ewu ye. Say minister biba nkasabri yempe. God will repay. I will return if free nyame. Adiye ba ku ana eye me fe wo MK yebo aho ne se uji mi etu asan. They didn't bring madness into the church. They say me hwe Christo for dressing groom di jina ha. Timunu say, you know, ye ni nyame siru. Most of your gospel musicians have become slave queens. And that is what they are interested in. This is why you see the move of God gravitating to the Nigerians. And these people are loving God, they are fearing God, and they want to serve God. And the answer you have is Jimmy. And you Jimmy. Jimmy Enoa. What kind of perversion is that? Huh? And this Obaba ku ye preachy ba kumbi was a sorry we mempe or pe baby are two hymns. No question. Iam a bay for witches are with us in church. What can I hear? Me also more. Would they dance here. Kenya Yamia, any about what to? And I don't know, Master Tayre. So, Brady, I had my doom, and ya trot from me the year, Juma, and I don't know, my baba, Bibutus. Yeah. Ababa Bibutu, Carnes. I want to ask, where is the gospel? In all this madness, where is the gospel? These men and women that I show to you, slide the pictures for me, 1 to 8, slide them. You know, these people, they preach Christ, nothing else. They preach Jesus, nothing else. It was Jesus, nothing else. Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Jesus, if I want to talk about, you know, people that are living right now, who are shining examples. Christian Adotete, 45 years in ministry, without spot, without wrinkle, without blame. Yeah, Rita Crunchy Ankra. Yeah, Leanne Kofi. Yeah, Lauren Lai. People, I can call examples. Dora Takia Boy, I can call examples. These are shining examples. Examples. I was talking about contamination, and a senior minister, a father, called me and said, this contamination is not only your generation. The contamination started from our generation. Contamination. Look at the way diabetes is so much in church. High blood pressure. Something is wrong. The days of which, when we went to church, the miraculous power of God was at work. Sofuyere, that is one place Abon Samatiesi Hall. The devil is on the heads of the pastor's wife. I'm telling you. If we nyasum yekuran wodi akokenya msem. Montoko amada jesi ekwa sorry. Your fight will never come. Jesi ekwa sorry. Kika wunse unhunu noa. Sofu ni jina hoa na wunse unhunu na bijina ni tili. It's in Matthew chapter this. Ni yire sa mempe mkwa siya sa muti ujina hu na mempe mkwa siya sa mempe mkwa siya sa mempe mkwa siya sa. You know, engrofone biye Matthew. Omo uchenye sofu. Tuaso, uni bibi ya ode tuaso. There are certain things that the eyes of the Lord will trail. Mudi ya mudi ni sema fako, but wenyami ni diye chiri. Tese company nua a bomb panier ewo. Airport, no. Whoever's company it is, I want to tell you, Jesus. Attention, in the Juma. We need to go and COVID test. Ewo airport, no. Jesus. Attention, in the air, Juma. Si kebiya ubi di. Diem fane kwenye mume se ayure to be di echi. Contract biya emfriya ura din nam tene neso. Ya a cool Jubilee House near Passe. When would die be nada? Wobefiaba. I'm telling you. Upa bowens a mope jai. Many years ago, a young lady got married in this church and then came back in 4 months and say I had divorced. And then I told the young lady, God will judge you for what I say. Now I am seeing that people feel like I see that as a common phenomenon to the point that preachers can do that. How will you feel when I divorce Mama Rita and remarry? And then 4 months' time, I divorce another and remarry. And then in 6 months, I divorce again and remarry. And then in 10 years of my life, I have married 4 times and divorced 4 times. What example can you learn from my life? Sit down quietly. We are now doing a deep reflection. If I stand here to preach to you, what example can you learn from my life? I'm telling the preachers of this generation. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Everybody who joined us on YouTube, Facebook, who joined us on television, on Amansan Television, thank you. The numbers will be on your screen if you want to join us for our offerings. But I want to pray for this country. I want to ask the grace of God and the help of God to meet us. Your right hand is on your heart. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. And to uphold, to defend. Can you please stretch your hands on the flag on the altar? And please, please pray for this country. I ask for mercy for the blood of the people that innocently died. The blood of people who have stained our flag and our altar. The people who died innocently. I'm asking for your help and for your grace, Master, in the name of Jesus. Forgive this land. Like Daniel prayed and petitioned you for the country. Like Nehemiah prayed, I pray for Ghana. I'm asking for mercy and pardoning. Let the blood of the Lamb atone. The word is a cleanser. It washes. God, I pray. In the name of Jesus, be merciful and gracious. If the people which are called by your name, if they will humble themselves, if they will pray, if they will turn from their wicked ways, you will forgive their sins, you will heal their land. I pray in the name of Jesus, forgive! Forgive. 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 Mamiya. Sadiate tibuna Mami Nina Gina no Jesus Missira Echa Missira Udanina Mapenzi Kosujano Jesus Missira. Sra wudanina Missing Maminya Sadia. Yes, to be seen. Jesus, me see you. Me see my minya, send ya titi fui. I pray, Heavenly Father, honoring you. Thank you for the privilege of your word. John chapter 15 and verse number 3. The word is a washer and a cleanser. I pray in the name of Jesus. Wash and cleanse us, and we will be clean as hyssop. I pray in the name of Jesus, create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. This morning, we want to rededicate our hearts and our lives to Christ Jesus, to come to his saving knowledge, to walk as he walked, to live the Christ kind of life in the name of Jesus the Christ. If you are here and you want to give your life to Christ, you want to rededicate your heart to the Lord, the right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. Let your grace validate us. Enchant! Nanto trubento neshe. Enchant! Now, baby, you. Emma will marry only Metuya, a brilliant CSCA, your home. Help us to amend our ways. We give our lives to the Christ. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, he deserves better.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.